This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for us to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Dave Richard, CBSSports.com, fantasy football expert slash guru slash know-it-all. Dave, good morning.
I think junkie is a good term for me, okay, as well as for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal it, though, because you guys have used it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you thinking?
I'm a fantasy football junkie.
You can use the term. You can absolutely steal
100%
it,
100% you are.
Yeah, you.
I mean,
it
do I
fits.
Have to pay a royalty or something?
I mean, we would consider a discount.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
I think you're a fantasy football psycho.
Yeah, that
I would. I would enhance it.
That might work too.
Certainly
I don't know if CBS would be okay with.
Oh yeah, yeah, probably right.
Have you already said? I'm sure you're a stickler. You probably try to wait as long as you can. Have you already started your drafts?
Oh yeah, I have 5 drafts in 6 days starting today.
Nice. Look at that hustle.
So,
this is my guy.
Yeah. It's good. And you're right. Like, I do tend to wait until the end of the preseason period, whatever we call this. It's a weird time in football right now because there's no games being played. Training camp is technically over. Everybody's kind of just gearing up for the season. It's this weird purgatory.
It's like football limbo. That's a good description of it.
Football limbo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to steal every term from you.
That's fine. Purgatory works too, as you mentioned. So as you're going into your drafts, and obviously millions of people around the country are doing the same, what do you do with Rashee Rice with this looming 6-game suspension? Like, you love the talent there. You love his connection with Patrick Mahomes, I assume, but it's hard to just draft a guy and use that draft capital and stash him on your bench for 6-plus weeks.
Especially when Dave pointed out he's going to miss, 7 of the first 10 weeks?
Right. Now, that takes into account a bye week that every player, you've got to deal with that. But, when you draft a player, you'll say, okay, I know I'm not going to have him for one of his first 14 weeks or whatever. And you accept that. But still, seeing 7 of 10 weeks, you're not going to have this really productive wide receiver, it stings a little bit. I've settled on him. I think there's a lot that you actually need to do before you figure out whether or not you even want him on your fantasy team. So I'm going to get a little deep here, if that's okay.
Do it.
Yep.
Okay, if you start 2 wide receivers, it's easier to draft Rashee Rice. If you're in a 10-team league, it's easier to draft Rashee Rice. It's those 3 wide receiver and 1 flex, or 2 wide receiver, 2 flex, or 12-team leagues, where getting Rashee Rice, you're going to have to make a little bit more of a commitment to the wide receiver position if you do such a thing. And then here's the flip side. no matter how you decide to handle Rashee Rice, there will be at least one Nudnik in every league that goes after Rashee Rice late round five, early round six. So if you think, oh, if I can get him in round seven, I'll take it, it's not going to happen. Someone's going to take him somewhere between 50th and like 65th overall in every single draft over the next 7 days. It's going to happen because they think that if they just they stay patient with Rashee Rice, he'll come back, he'll be his great self, and they'll win the fantasy league with it. Here's the problem with that. You got to win the games at the beginning part of the year as well. It's okay if you start your fantasy season 3-3, but you got to win some of those games. And if you don't have one of your first six picks, that's a problem. And there's no guarantee that Rashee Rice, who's going to miss 6 weeks, can't even practice with the Chiefs for the first 6 weeks. He's basically missing the equivalent time of a training camp period by sitting out and being suspended. When he comes back in week seven, do you think he's going to be completely back into game shape and ready to go? I would bet that he'll get eased in a little bit, and by week eight, he'll be okay, and that's fine. We can start him week seven. It's against the Raiders, whatever. Week eight, week nine, you'll start him, and then week 10, he's out again. I without the guarantee that he's going to be this great wide receiver, because we're all kind of assuming that he's just going to be, it makes me nervous to take him in that round five range. If it's round six and I really like my wide receivers on my team, okay, I'll take the chance on Rashee Rice. But there's a lot of juggling that you've got to do if you're going to put Rashee Rice on your fantasy team without the guarantee that he's going to be a mega stud when he comes back.
So, Dave, last year, Jaden has an amazing rookie season. Bo Nix had a really strong rookie season, but there were three other quarterbacks drafted high in Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., and Caleb Williams. You go to all the camps, you get all the buzz. Out of those three, who do you think makes the biggest jump in year two?
I think it's going to be Drake May. And I saw him practice against the Commanders, and this is the Commanders' starting defense that he practiced against. I'd say he threw like between 7-on-7 drills and team drills, maybe 35 footballs. He was off target on two of the throws. Even the interception was an on-target throw that got tipped up in the air.
Wow.
And I think it was Sanistrel who caught it in the end zone, and I think that's how practice ended. He looks great, but it's more than just how he looks. It's a new offense that's scheme better. It's Josh McDaniels calling the plays. It's the addition of Stephon Diggs. It's the ascension of Kayshon Booty and DeMario Douglas. It's the usage of the tight ends. It's an improved offensive line. All of these things make Drake May better. And when Drake May was starting last year, his last 11 games, he averaged 18.6 fantasy points per game and 6 points per touchdown leagues. You're looking for 20 as a floor for a quarterback. So he was close to that last year while surrounded by crap. So now he's really got a chance to take a nice step forward. He'll run with the football a decent amount. I think he could end up leading the Patriots in rushing touchdowns this year. That's how crazy I think he could end up being. And getting him as like the 11th quarterback, 12th quarterback off the board, I love it. I don't mind waiting to grab Drake May. And I kind of am not against making him your second quarterback if he slides a little bit on draft day. So you might go and get Jaden Daniels with one of your first three picks.
Right.
And then it's round 11 and Drake May is still there. I might take the chance on Drake May just as a blue chip prospect on my bench.
So you like him, but in a super flex, you like him as a number two as well.
I mean, I like him as a number one in a super flex because he's a top 12 quarterback. I would begin the year starting him.
Okay,
I would be comfortable starting him week one against Las Vegas.
Love it. Hey, what about Trevion Henderson? Speaking of the Pats,
he didn't look amazing in the practice. He had two drops. One of them was a really tough drop though. But in the preseason games that we've all seen, he looks phenomenal. I did a lot of legwork on this. Josh McDaniels kind of has a type when it comes to his running back. He likes his main running back to be physical, 220 pounds, big, bulky, runs between the tackles. Listen, Ramondre Stevenson looked okay in the joint practice, and we all know what Ramondre Stevenson is. I think Josh McDaniels is going to have to change his tune and then kind of lean into Trevion Henderson a lot more. Henderson's going to be a reason why Drake May has a good year, too, because he's such a good pass catcher, and he's got great speed. And he can run between the tackles. Could be in the neighborhood of, like, let's ballpark it at, like, 12 carries and 4 catches as a floor from week to week. And then if Ramondre starts coming down with fumbleitis again, then we could see Henderson get more carries, more catches, more playing time, and really be a great fantasy running back. Some of my colleagues love him as a round 3 pick. That feels reachy. I like him in round four. I think that's when Travion Henderson becomes a good value. And there's going to be some people that go, I can't take a rookie in round four. Forget about it. He's going to end up being very, very good this year in PPR leagues.
Dave, a running back I really want to draft between like 12 and 20, but I'm a little bit scared of the calf injury, is Devon Achane. I mean, that guy is super explosive. We know the numbers when he's paired with Tua Tagovailoa. Like, he just puts up crazy numbers, but I have a hard time spending that sort of capital on a guy who's coming into the season already injured. What's your advice there?
So I don't think the injury is that severe. Now, I might have said the exact same thing about Christian McCaffrey last year, and we all know how that ended up, and it's a calf injury for Achane, just like it was for McCaffrey in 2024. But two different guys, two different injuries, two different teams. You can't just assume that it's going to be the exact same thing. This is the Dolphins' best player. Period, end of sentence. It's not Tyreek Hill. It's not Jalen Waddle. It certainly isn't Tua. It's Devon Achane. And we were drafted before this injury. He was an easy round one pick. And now I feel like you're able to draft Achane in round two. Maybe if you're lucky, he falls into round three. And I think there's just way too much upside. He does have the potential. Assuming the calf injury really isn't a big deal and the Dolphins are making it seem like it's not, they're not going crazy to try and add running backs to their backfield, and they've had a ton of running back injuries. I think that they're comfortable with him and giving him a lot of work, and he could end up being the best running back in fantasy football, and we're getting him in round two because of this calf injury. It's a risk, but I think it's one worth taking. And you could supplement it by taking Ollie Gordon. He's their rookie running back. He's the number two back there. You could end up getting him in like round nine, and I think he'll end up being okay. I've seen the Dolphins practice a couple of times. I think Gordon looks pretty good, but Achane is the one that really stands out in these practices that I've seen.
So sticking with running backs, you talked about McCaffrey. I wanted to throw his name out there. I also want to throw out Saquon. Who do you have rated higher? And then with McCaffrey, you know, obviously there's that injury question, but also offensively, the San Francisco 49ers are just not that strong right now, especially at receiver. Unless you feel differently, there's going to be a lot of pressure on McCaffrey to put up some numbers. So how do you like those two, McCaffrey and then Saquon? Can Saquon repeat or even come close to what he did last year? I mean, that was crazy.
Well, if he's like, if Saquon is like any other running back who's had over 400 touches over the last 35 years, the answer is going to be no. He will not come close to repeating. And that's something that fantasy managers have to really realize when it comes to Saquon Barkley. In fact, there's been two times already in his career where he's had, I want to say, like 260 carries, and the next year he regresses by at least 12%. He's missed at least three games the following year, and he just hasn't been the amazing fantasy running back that everybody drafts him to be. And as for these other running backs in history who have had 400-plus carries, they all fall back. I think the number is 17 of 27 running backs have had at least a 25% drop in production and or miss seven games the following year after their heavy usage season. And it's 483 touches. I don't even remember the number anymore, but it's a ton of touches that Saquon had between the regular season and the playoffs. And he's great, but I don't think he's Superman. And that's why I'm okay taking him in round one, but it's got to be late round one. That goes into why I would take Christian McCaffrey ahead of him. Everybody's got CMC PTSD because of what happened last year and because what happened with those other 2 years before. And maybe McCaffrey's getting toward the end of the line, but you can't ignore his upside. He's like Achane in that regard. McCaffrey scores like a middle-of-the-pack fantasy quarterback starter when he's right. And I think he's right now. So healthy, going to get a ton of catches. I think that 49ers offense could end up being very concentrated on three guys, McCaffrey, Kittle, and Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
And as long as that's the case, that means there's going to be a lot of targets for McCaffrey. I think he ends up having a very good year, provided he stays healthy. As of now, he's totally healthy.
So, Dave, I'm checking out one of your latest columns on CBSSports.com. Dave Richards' must-draft list targets plenty of rookies. One of those is Omarion Hampton, who plays for the Chargers. Najee Harris, I don't know what he was doing during the offseason with the fireworks incident that blew up in his eye. I mean, I hope all's well there, but I know it's taking a long time for that to heal. Tell us about Hampton, where you would draft him, and what sort of role Harris has there with Hampton emerging as a rookie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to be ahead on Omarion Hampton in my draft. So if I can get him in early round three, I'm a happy camper. I would reach into late round two because I do believe in the talent, and I think he's in the right spot. This is a Chargers offense that wants to run the football a lot. They went out of their way to get Hampton on their team. They really reshaped their running back room. First they signed Najee, then they drafted Hampton. And we thought that, okay, at the beginning of the year, Hampton will be eased in and Najee will be the lead back. Well, the fireworks incident changed everything because Najee wasn't available for pretty much all of training camp. And Omarion Hampton has stepped up and has looked the part as a stud workhorse. Jim Harbaugh loves him. Harbaugh thinks he's a three-down back. Now, there is kind of a weird catch here. Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, they've coached in the NFL a long time. They've never relied on a rookie running back to carry the workload for their teams. But they've never had a guy like Hampton. And there's nobody else. If Najee can't see, if he's not 100% vision-wise, they don't have another running back on the roster that could work and be even half as impactful as Hampton. So I'm very bullish on Hampton having a very good year. And I can't rule out Hampton having a better fantasy season than Ashton Jeanty. And we're taking Ashton Jeanty like 12th, 13th overall. And Hampton, his average draft position is after round three. So if you get him in round three, that feels like a pretty – it almost feels like you're reaching a little bit for him, but I think it's going to be worth it. I think he's really good.
Talking about guys who've had a lot of touches over the last 4 or 5 years and also injuries, Jonathan Taylor, where do you like him? Sure. He had a good year last year, missed a few games, still had 11 touchdowns rushing, 1,400 yards. Where does he rank right now?
I think he could hit those numbers again this year, if not a few more, because it is Daniel Jones under center, and Jones isn't as big of a threat to take rushing touchdowns away as Anthony Richardson was and has been. And listen, Taylor had great games with Richardson anyway, so maybe this is just the direction that they're going to go in Indianapolis. I think Taylor can have a really good year. Again, he's another running back. You mentioned the injuries. He's healthy right now. They do like their rookie backup, DJ Giddens, as somebody who could step in and take some work away from Jonathan Taylor, but I don't think it's enough to make you scared to take Jonathan Taylor. He's in that exact same ballpark as Omarion Hampton. In fact, I'd take Taylor ahead of Hampton just because he's done it for so many years, and he should have the chance to keep doing it with Indianapolis. Mm.
Dave, another one of these guys that you are targeting is rookie Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver in Tampa. Mm-hmm. You know that Chris Godwin looks like he's going to come off the PUP list, but he's not going to be ready to go for a while. He's dealing with just a litany of lower leg injuries. So it looks like Egbuka is going to have a huge role from week one. Where do you advise people to draft him?
He is also in that round six range, and honestly, I think I feel better drafting him than Rashee Rice at this point because I know I'm going to get 17 games out of Egbuka. And if Rashee Rice is on his A game, there's no way that Egbuka will match him as far as fantasy points per game. but he'll be able to be there for fantasy managers in week one, week six, et cetera. And he looks sharp. I saw him practice against the Titans the day after I saw the Commanders and the Patriots. And he's working outside. He's not a slot receiver like he was at Ohio State, but that's something that he did in high school. And he was separating from Titans cornerbacks. And it's the Titans cornerback, so whatever. But he was separating very well, really good hands. Maybe not the fastest guy on the field, but certainly someone that's got quick burst and speed. But the thing that I really took away from the entire Bucs offense was how in sync they all were with each other. Mike Evans looked like a stud as usual. Baker Mayfield was accurate. The offensive line without their starting left tackle was absolutely solid. Bucky Irving was catching passes. This is a well-oiled machine, and none of them are worried about what things are going to be like without Liam Cohen calling plays. They all really love Josh Grizzard. He's their new offensive coordinator, and he was their designer of third down plays last year. They all love him. They all think he's going to be great. I'm kind of feeling Tampa Bay as a Super Bowl contender.
Ooh.
Because their defense, they've got a lot of great veterans on defense. They can rush the passer, and their offense was on point.
Dave, when we talk to you next week at this time, it will be week one. It will be upon us as the Eagles will host the Cowboys. We're here, and speed round returns next week, just so the listeners
that
know.
That means the lines are going to be locked and loaded.
Yeah. Dave, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. If you're drafting this weekend, good luck in those leagues.
Thank you,
sir. Don't forget about the name Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman. Right.
There you go.
Keep him on the list.
Sleeper.
Will do. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys.
That's Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. Be sure to follow all of his latest columns there. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post right here on The Jump.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.